now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I think you're going to like this program. We're going to talk about stress. We are going to talk about stress so that you can learn how to eliminate stress from your life. Now, I know that's an amazing thing to say, but it's true. We all have a problem with stress. Why do we have a problem with stress? The reason is because we are overreacting. We are overreacting, but as human beings, we're not supposed to be overreacting. We are supposed to be calm and posed and graceful. See? For example, we all know, you know, we all watch sports, and we know that those players who end up doing the best are the ones that somehow remain calm under pressure, who get the job done without falling apart at the seams. See, well, that's the way we're supposed to. When we were little kids, we liked somebody who had understanding. In other words, maybe when you were a little kid and you did something, and then somebody would get really angry and upset and start yelling or screaming at you or accuse you of something. But what you liked was someone who didn't yell and didn't scream and who remained calm. See, you like that. Well, that's where we're all supposed to be. We're supposed to be thoughtful. Yes, thoughtful. And have dignity as human beings. We're supposed to have some dignity. Now, would you like to start being less reactive and less upset about things and start to have more dignity in your life? Well, I can help you. Now, I have been around for over 20 years now. I've been on the air for over 20 years. And I have a website and several blogs, all of which are devoted to learning to have patience with other people and getting back in touch with your own intuition so that you won't get upset, you won't get angry, and you'll begin to see calmly and clearly which way to go in your life. And so all your doubts and fears and worries will start to resolve themselves. And your problems with people will also resolve themselves also, because why don't you admit that the biggest problem that you have with people is that you resent them? See, you resent your husband, you resent your wife, you resent your kids, you resent your boss, you resent other people. See, or you judge them and resent them. And so wouldn't it be nice if you could learn not to resent and judge other people? See, and be more patient. And see your way clearly in life. Then you'd have it made in the shade. Well, I can help you to do that. In fact, that's what all my blogs and my books and my radio program, that's what they're devoted to. Okay? So, let me give you a few clues. First of all, so what do you need? What do you need? Well, first of all, you need to learn how to sit still and to refine your intuition. See, what has happened is that you've fallen away from your intuition. You've fallen into the imagination. That's where you go. That's where you escape now. Every time you fail in the world, when you get excited or angry, you fall into the imagination. You get lost in the imagination, planning, scheming, dreaming, worrying, see, or escaping into images of the past. So number one, you have to learn how to sit still and not get lost in your imagination. I will be right back after this important announcement.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland, and I am your host for this program. This is a very special program. I've got real help for you here. Real help. Real answers. See, what I do is I give you back to yourself. Look, in a life, in a person's life, there are, you know, dozens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of millions of problems, little issues, little things that arise as the days, months, and years go by. Okay? Now what we do is each time something happens, some little issue arises, we react. See? We try to think of some answer, usually, and it's usually an answer that's grounded then in the emotions of resentment or anger or upset or fear, right? Then we do something. We do something fearfully to escape. We do something or to avoid the problem. Or we do something angrily or resentfully. See? So we reach into our imagination and look for some answer, and what pops out never makes things any better. So then we go out in the world looking for answers. Now, what do so what do? We go to experts, and they tell you what to do. But when they tell you what to do, either A, it's the wrong thing again, because they don't know either what to do, or B, what they tell you to do is it doesn't fit precisely to the situation that you have in front of you. See, so they give you a one size fits all type of a thing. Well. The other thing is you can look for all kinds of information. Then you'll have tons of information. You try to apply it, but you don't know how to apply it. See, even if it's right. So what you need is to be able to face the moment and intuitively sense. See, intuitively sense what to do or not do or what to say or not say. See, that's what you need. Intuition, wisdom. Something that comes from within, an intuitive, gut-level, response, see, that's not grounded in emotion of anger, fear, resentment, hostility, rage, etc., etc. Something that just is calmly the right thing to do, the perfect thing to do. That's what you need, see? You don't even know that that exists because in the world they've taught you to look, of course, people who want power and want money and want, we see, they want to make money and they want to sell books and they want you to go to them for advice. So, see, of course they want you to become addicted to them, to keep going back for more and more. See, and even if they have a good intent, let's say it's a nice teacher, a nice expert, a nice somebody. See, even they themselves do not have lost touch with their intuition, especially if they spend a lot of time in school, you know, went to college and got advanced degrees or something. They've been educated out of their intuition. They don't look to intuition. They look to their imagination or to their books, to their storehouse of knowledge, you see. So there's hardly anybody out there that tells you to look to intuition. And if they do, you know, sometimes they do. If you go to a martial arts school, take a course in self-defense or something, they always tell you, they say, trust your gut. Trust your intuition. See, they tell you that, and they're right. They are absolutely right. See, so somebody's telling you to look to your intuition. Well, that's good. That's very good. But I say, look to your intuition all the time, not just when you're out in the walking down the street or walking down a dark alley somewhere. Then of course you want to trust your intuition. Chances are you might have sensed not even to go into the alley, see? But I say that your intuition can help you all the time when you're dealing with your kids, with your husband, with your wife, with your neighbor, see, with all these little things in life that require just the right answer, just the right touch. Not strong, not too weak, see, not too firm, not too easy, just right. Well, that's what your intuition will help you to do, okay? And not to mention, you know, which way to go in life, and, you know, talking about, your career and all those kinds of things, your relationships and so on. So I say, get back in touch with your intuition. And you say, okay, but you don't know how to find it. See, and there's nobody out there who will teach you to find your intuition. Well, that's what I do. That is what I do. I teach you, I help you to find your own intuition. Now, what I had begun to say is this, and that is that, remember there was a beautiful story in the Bible, I think it was about Solomon, if I'm not mistaken, and God granted him one wish. And he said, well, what wish would you like, Solomon? So Solomon, he could have said, well, give me $1 million or a billion, or give me this or give me that. He said, give me wisdom so that I can rule my people properly. See, well, that was the most beautiful, that was the right thing to ask for, because wisdom is the one thing that will help him to be a success in everything in life, you see? So what I want to do is to give you wisdom, is to hand you back to your own intuition, your own common sense, your own, this inner light which we all have as human beings, so that you can begin responding to it, see, and know, wordlessly know, sense which way to go, which way not to go, what to say, what not to say. It'll give you grace, it'll give you wisdom, it'll give you understanding, it'll give you all kinds of wonderful, wonderful benefits, see? So that's what I'm offering you, see? So I'm offering you the most important thing of all. See, and a lot of us have questions, too. We have questions like, you know, who is God, and does God love me, and why is there suffering in the world, and do I have a future, and does anybody care, and which way will I go, and what about Christianity, and what about this, and what? We have questions, often such type of questions. You go out in the world, what do they say? Well, they say, study, study, read, study, study. Well, I say, first find your intuition, and it will, in the light of intuition, you'll find the answer to these questions. You'll just see for yourself. It's the most beautiful thing. Now, do you understand what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to help you find your own intuition. So therefore, stay tuned, and I will show you how to find your intuition after this important announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Common Sense. Now, yes, Common Sense. I call it Ask Roland Show. I used to call it Common Sense for a long time. Now I call it Ask Roland. Yes, Ask Roland. What does Roland say when you ask him? Well, he'll have some good advice for you. But I also will say, you know, why don't you try this meditation that I have? It's free. Why don't you try it? It'll help you to find your intuition. It'll help you to find your intuition. See? Because, see, what I see is that, before I get into that, let me just say, would you like to find your intuition? Would you like to know more about this meditation that I have? Well, okay, then here's where you go. You can go to my website. Go to coachroland.com. C-O-A-C-H, Coach Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D. R-O-L-A-N-D, Coach Roland. That's easy to remember, isn't it? .com. It'll take you right there. Or you can also go to RolandTrujillo.com. That'll take you to the same place. Okay? Now, when you go there, you'll see right in the middle there's a beautiful picture of a beautiful beach. And it'll say something like, find out more about meditation or something. You click on that, and it takes you to a place where you can find out more about the meditation. And you can click again, and it'll take you to the meditation, and you can listen to it for free or download it for free. And then I also have a booklet there you can read for free and a book. Beautiful book about conquering stress, which is, we began mentioning stress today, didn't we? And all of it is free. Now, I do offer advice. And the way I do it, the way I offer advice, well, obviously I have all my blogs. I have a blog about anger management. I have a blog about emotions. I have a blog about relationships, you know, husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends and all that sort of thing. And I have a blog about parenting. And I have one about spiritual recovery. Oh, I've got some, and forgiveness. I have many wonderful blogs, actually. But all of them will eventually, one way or another, lead you back to my main website, CoachRoland.com, for the meditation. But anyway, I do offer advice. You can actually talk to me, you know, or text, or email, by text, or by talking. Best is talking, you know, by phone. The best is by phone, but any of them are fine. And the way I have it is I'm associated with Live Person. Live Person is a community of experts. And they've come together and they've set up a very wonderful system so that it handles the billing. It's a per minute type of a charge at LivePerson. They handle all that, make it very simple. And I'm also associated with Ingenio. It's the same thing. They gather together experts in different fields and then they offer. They handle the credit card or PayPal, so it makes it good for the person who's calling in. It's very good for them. It's handled very properly, and then you're connected with me either directly with me or by email. If I'm not there, you can send an email. You know, that sort of thing. But anyway, I do offer help. But I would say a good way to get started is to go, you know, to my website and just check out the meditation. Read a little bit about it, listen to it, maybe try it. You know, find one of my blogs that has blog posts about issues that you're dealing with and just kind of become acquainted in a no-pressure way. It's wonderful, anonymous, no pressure. It's very beautiful. Then if you still have a question that you'd like to talk to me directly, well, you can then call me on the phone. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive.
In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland, and I have a very special job, and my job is to awaken you to begin to look for your answers and to find your own intuition. Now, let's suppose that you get the meditation that I have. You begin to practice it, and you learn to sit. You learn to be still, and refine your intuition. Now, that's very important. And then let's say you do that. You begin to meditate using a little meditation, and you know, a little 5 minutes in the morning, maybe 5 minutes at lunch, maybe then in the evening another 5 minutes. Very simple. It's not a big deal. It's very, 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 very simple. So you do that, and you begin to calm down. You begin to see things more clearly. You become aware of your intuition, see. Then when you listen to me, or then when you read my books, I've written several books, or you read my blogs, then you will see, you'll understand. See, the way it is now, you're way too emotional. You're all lost in your emotions and your imagination and all the stuff, all the trips that people have laid upon you and all the knowledge that they shoved down your throat and all the conflicting ideas and notions. And it's all, you know, it's all so much that wouldn't it be nice to just temporarily just set it aside. Temporarily just set it aside and calm down and find your intuition and become acquainted with yourself. See? It'd be such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then, you know, you'll be ready to begin to understand some of these issues that, you know, you've been dealing with. But look, if you're calmer and you begin to have some understanding, you're naturally going to get along better with your kids, and you're going to understand other people instead of hating them and resenting them. And you begin to see clearly. You'll begin to see your way, see? And then you'll begin to have hope, a real hope, because you'll be able to see a light at the end of the tunnel, see? All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. And if you have, then please listen in again. And, you know, go to my website. Go to CoachRoland.com. Because there you have a chance to, to avail yourself of the meditation and to avail yourself of the wonderful blogs and articles that I have. Well, I believe I've made a nice program today. We started off by talking about stress. And do you see that that the origin of stress in your life has a lot to do with, number one, being separated from your intuition and not knowing which way to go? See? Then another aspect of stress is when you're selfish and you look for advantage, see, then it conflicts with what is right. Then you have conflict over that. And then another aspect of stress is the fact that we resent and get angry at other people. We resent and we get angry at other people. See, that causes a lot of tension when we get angry. And then there's another out of stress, and that is then the conflict that we have with Well, with conscience. And I'm going to talk about that after this announcement.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, I forgot. I've basically run out of time. Yes, conscience is what? It's actually intuition. But you don't recognize it as intuition because it makes you feel bad because you've fallen away from your intuition. But if you refine your intuition, become a friend of intuition, it won't feel like conscience anymore. It'll be a friend. Intuition will be your friend, you see? All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening, and please listen in again next time. Go to CoachRoland.com, would you please, and avail yourself of the wonderful resources that I have for you there. And so until next time, bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.